back, everybody, to smell you later.
Sorry we missed last week. I was having a life.
Did you miss us?
Some of you bitches should try it.
I don't ever want No. We have so many new smells.
I didn't realize we had this many new smells.
Me neither. That's what happens when you take a week off.
I guess so. That's okay. We rarely skip.
I guess it's like, what is it? It's like end of Q2. So everyone's getting them all out.
It's not quite end of Q2. Yeah. But, you know, it is Q2. It's post Q1. So all the music is coming out. All the products are coming out. Spring summer vibes.
Yeah.
I have a launch this week. So I'm right there with you. It's very deeply high stress. But
I'm excited for that, actually.
Me too. It better work because I forced it to happen. So
I was going to say, I was like, this was Tynan's doing.
Yep. Oh, yes. God. So I think it's going to be good, though. We are sending you the influencer box, by the way. So, did you go to anything this week?
We went to something big.
Not that, the other thing.
And then I also went to an event at the Guerlain Boutique in the Waldorf Astoria with Terry Wasser, who's their house perfumer, who's this very quirky Frenchman.
Yeah.
It was an interesting event because there was maybe 10 of us. And it was on Met Gala Monday. So I was kind of like, who's going to be at this event? Like,
that's insane. No one's going to be here. That's insane to do to editors.
And I was also like, yep, it's all freelancers.
Yep. But freelancers are doing it too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also traffic for Uber. I'm like, who planned this?
I don't know. But
shout out to Guerlain.
Terry was a lovely chat. He was kind of just like talking at us, giving us the lowdown on Guerlain.
And was it about vanilla planifolia specifically?
Kind of.
That's what the invite made it seem like.
Yeah. They did emphasize the vanilla planifolia, even though he just talked about his kind of strategies and like his approach to perfumery.
That's cool.
And it's funny because he's French. He has like a heavy French accent and he's fluent in English. But then he kept saying like, sometimes when you mix, I don't know, like this accord, you get a weird ass smell. And I was like, hearing a Frenchman say weird ass, I was like, what? So funny.
That's so funny.
And I was like, Terry, you a freak. I like you.
So yeah, this event around vanilla planifolia, which I don't know how long it's become their bestseller, but I've been hearing a lot about it.
Bestseller,
and, yeah. I've been hearing a lot about it in the last year, and it's part of the house collection, which I think
Metier.
Which I think they're pushing way more lately.
Yeah, they are.
Vanilla Planifolia X-Rate 21. Mm-hmm. This, I have heard from many people, is the vanilla. Like, the best vanilla on the market. Guerlain's best vanilla. Like, the benchmark
vanilla.
This is how
I know people are brainwashed.
I know. No offense. Yeah, right. All due respect.
I don't think it's bad. I'm just like, that's not it.
I got a little vial of it, and I was like, this is what y'all are gagging over? And like, it's pretty. You can tell it's like super high quality, et cetera, et cetera. It's heady. It's bold. It gives you what you want. But I'm sort of like, okay.
It has the signature Guerlain amber vanilla accord that if you smell the Guerlain Chalamar L'Essence, it smells so much like that, in the sense that it smells kind of 80s.
Mm-hmm. It does smell
very...
You said dated.
Dated.
And no shade.
Not in a bad way.
I would say classic.
Yes, classic. Like, it's not a bad thing. It's just very like, this is not of this time.
Yeah, so I got it on my skin and I was like, this?
Yeah.
However...
I like the Chalamar L'Essence. It's just
I love the Chalamar L'Essence.
A very specific vibe.
I will say that on the blotter, it smells stunning.
Yeah.
On my skin, it smelled...
A little mustier, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you get the skin oils on there, it goes... That's when it goes kind of classic.
Classic. I get it, though. I mean, you know, great. I love this Guerlain line. I don't love, you know, all of them, but man, that vetiver, that tropical vetiver they put
like
out
that
last
one.
Week, last
vetiver
year.
Vetiver Fauve.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That worked me out.
Yeah. What did I like? I think I like the jasmine one. They had an iris one, of course, that I loved, and...
I like tobacco honey a lot.
I like 1% of that, but there's no way to spray it without getting way too much of it.
Mm, yeah.
And then it chokes me out.
Yeah.
That's a popular one, though.
Yeah.
I did like the Paris patchouli one, but that... I know.
Yeah, I mean...
There's something about it that also feels a little one note to me.
Sure.
So I like to layer that one.
Okay.
But yeah. I mean, I like some of the wedding collection, as we mentioned in previous episodes. Like, it's nice.
I would just so much rather wear... Cali vanilla, you know, not to be the most obvious bitch in the world.
I think this vanilla, it's sweet and resinous, but it stays sweet. It doesn't feel like it's grounded to me.
Oh.
this vanilla planifolia.
That's funny because on me, I felt like...
I need a little dirt in here.
You it know? Felt very grounded to me, almost really? Too grounded. But then again, it's like... And I know that I'm someone who wants my vanilla just yeah. smell like an ice cream truck. Yeah. I understand there are other expressions of it. Uh-huh. That's not what I'm saying. It was just sort of a little too heavy, a little too patchouli, a little mm-hmm. too musk for me. But ooh, on this blotter, though, it's giving it.
I need something like sharp. Hmm. There's something that's too gooey about
them. Am I totally tripping here? I might be completely talking out of my ass for once in my life, which I've never done on the show before whatsoever. You know what I'm thinking? What? Oh my God. I think I just completely talked about another fragrance that entire time. Uh-oh. No, that's not true. I have worn this.
Yeah.
I have worn this because they did send me a little vial of it. But you know what else gives me the same situation?
What?
Is there is a super, super scarce vanilla from Coty. I think okay. it's within their Infiniment vibe
oh, okay.
that they put out after the initial launch.
Yeah.
And they only made like 1,200 some bottles or something. Of I think Kara got it actually randomly.
Oh.
But I couldn't get my hands on it. They sent me yeah. these itty bitty little things of it though. And I tried it on and it was this times 10
oh my
in,
God.
In the groundedness, the headiness, okay. the patchouliness. Yeah. I was like, whew, I guess yeah, not yeah, all vanillas, yeah. but.
I mean, this is, you're right. This is very heady.
Can I smell it on you? Yeah. Okay. No.
Yeah,
but
no. yeah, it's like very heady and opulent and yeah. in like a dated way.
It's for someone.
Vanilla but girls. I do find it strange that every... Is this like... I mean, I don't have TikTok anymore, but like, is this making the rounds?
Yeah. You know who loves it?
Everyone's brainwashed.
Sir Candleman loves it. Who I love. I
know. That's why I'm just like, really? Please. Everybody's brainwashed. Guerlain's slipping checks under the table.
Well, not no.
Yeah.
And Guerlain, if you would like to slip us a check, yeah. our table we'll is very high it. And easy to access.
There's enough Guerlain scents I do like better than this.
Yeah, totally. Wait. Oh my God. Before we forget.
What?
So we, on Thursday, okay, number one.
Okay.
On Thursday night,
yes.
Sable and I had an appointment yeah. and I was running like 10, 15 ahead of her. Mm-hmm. And we were in the West Village, and I was like, let me just go to Sephora.
Yeah.
Let's kill some time. And, you know, I'm keeping my eye on the time because I didn't want her to arrive after me if I'm waiting around for her, blah, blah, blah. I turn around, and who do I see right next to me, shoulder to shoulder? This bitch.
I'm using that Find My. Find My Tynan. He's in Sephora.
The only person with my location on, mind you, my Find My Friends, is Sable.
Well, what's funny is that the location thing is that it's never... exactly accurate for anybody. It puts you in the area,
sure.
but it never like, well, sometimes it puts people like in the place where they're at, but sure. like for, I don't know why, maybe it's magnets or something like yeah. geolocation. So your dot was like on the intersection as if you were on the sidewalk, but I didn't see you, but I saw Sephora and I was like, I know his ass is in Sephora.
I turn around.
I know it.
I just like turned to my right and I was like, ah! Yeah.
But, found you.
So after that, after we went to Sephora and then something else, we went to a Margiela event.
Yes. For their new expensive line. What are they fucking called? Sensorium.
The Sensorium. And it's not part of Replica. It's like, no. again,
their own premium line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's their like house line.
Yeah.
And I love Margiela fragrances. I love Replica. Yeah. They rarely. Well, actually, I don't love the... I'm less enthused about the newer ones, but I went into it with like, what the hell's all this about then?
I was just curious.
Same. That shit worked me out. That shit is so good.
It was like an art exhibit almost.
It was an art exhibit.
And we were going through and we're like infuriated at how much we liked. We're like,
I mean, I wasn't like, I didn't feel any type of way. I was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like these are exquisite vibes. Yeah. Wait, I think I have the blotters on me.
Oh, okay. I also do. I have the brochures.
Me digging through my enormous bag. So the whole conceit of the line is all of these are based around emotion. And you can tell I just moved because why is my toothbrush charger in my purse? but six emotions, but they're not sort of as obvious as you'd think or expect, which yeah. I appreciated. We have, yeah, these are the names of the sixth sense. Is this fucking embargoed? Okay. It's oh, like, no, they just had an event.
Yeah.
Blaze of stillness, silent fury, anguish and awe, tender defiance, delight in despair, and fit of folly. And I'm sorry to simp for a brand, man, but these, they really like
really good.
Showed up and showed out here. Ooh,
yeah. I really liked delight in despair.
Yes.
Because obviously the first thing they name is Saffron Cream Accord. So I was like, well, and then Saffron Cream Accord, Musk's Accord, and Burnt Woods Accord. But they had me at Saffron.
You know what I'll say is that knowing that going in, it was much more, it was definitely a you scent, but it's yes. like a leathery saffron.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, yeah.
It was almost like a sparkling leather saffron.
Yeah.
It was really deep and black, like yeah. saffron can be, but had a lot of movement to it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was, it wasn't my favorite, but it was really good. And I smelled it and I was like, oh yeah, obviously yeah. it's you. My mm-hmm. favorite was Silent Fury, yep. which is
that was also really good.
Based around anger.
Yeah.
Which my therapist will love. Can you read the notes off that one?
Okay, so they call out tobacco accord, spices accord, and patchouli essence.
And they told us that the spices accord was yeah. nutmeg and
cardamom.
Cardamom. Was yeah. it was mm-hmm. it that?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
That's a really nice warm spicy moment. Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah, and you made the point that this isn't anger, this is cozy.
Yeah, I was kind of just like, is this anger? And feels really cozy to me.
I agree. I mean, yeah. honestly, the one that you like would yeah. read more anger to me. Because it feels
simmering,
almost
anger.
Like uncomfortable, yeah. you know, like it feels anxious and antsy.
Yeah.
And then the other one that I really responded to, I think, was Fit of Folly. It was a licorice one.
No, that's the Tender Defiance, which I also really liked.
Can you read that one?
So they call out black licorice accord, incense notes, and fir balsam heart absolute. And it's funny because like Tender Defiance, the tagline is, well, the deck is audacity. I guess that's the emotion.
Audacity, okay.
The moment of rupture, the fragrance of intoxicating freedom. Mm. Like, what are you on about?
Yeah.
Whoa, sure. Okay. Tender, defiant, like what?
Can I say, I think the one critique I have, of course, is some of these notes, the way that they've chosen to name them. For example, in Silent Fury, there's the spices accord. In Tender Defiance, there's incense notes. I'm mm-hmm. like, did the copywriter come to work today? These are very expensive fragrances. Tell me yeah. what the fuck is in it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't know. I just,
well, that's like, the thing. It's like the more luxury it is, the more conceptual it becomes, you know?
I don't, it's, yeah, it can go both ways though. But I'm like, ugh, I feel
maybe,
like.
Maybe notes are over.
Maybe notes are over. And maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wasn't quite sure what we were walking into. And I'm really excited about all of them. And the bottles are gorgeous. It's yeah. a very sort of decanter-esque bottle. Not mm-hmm, actually mm-hmm. unlike the Guerlain one, but it looks like part of the middle of the bottle is shattered or like
yeah, yeah,
broken
yeah.
glass. It's mm-hmm. cool. It's really, really cool. Very Margiela. Mm-hmm. It feels how Sable and I have talked recently about how often with fragrances from fashion houses, what's happening with the collections or the larger brands feels very disconnected from what's happening in fragrance.
Yeah.
This feels much more close together, which mm-hmm. is cool. And like, we understand that the seasonality of fashion moves a lot faster or can than fragrance. But I think from a brand level, you can connect those things. Not everyone does. Replica is certainly not connected to Margiela in the way that I feel like it should be.
Way but less. Yeah.
This does feel very that.
Yeah.
Which I'm really excited about.
Maybe that's why they did it. They wanted a fragrance line that like A was premium, B actually was more meshed with the fashion concept.
Well, and these Replica is not the only fragrance offering from Margiela, but now that Replica has so much familiarity, they're like, well, people are talking about Margiela fragrances, let's give them an even more expensive option. Maybe. And I'm excited about it. Get out your checkbooks, girls.
They're $350, which honestly, like, obviously it's the premium line. I feel like $350 is on the low end for premium.
I agree.
I'm thinking of the $450, the Baccarat Rouges that are $450 and $550. Mm-hmm. If this is only $350, like I kind of thought these would be $500.
I was thinking $450. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that's still an ass ton of money. Don't get us wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. But I just figured it'd be more. Yeah. But
Sable, what do you smell like today?
Thanks. I'm so excited to finally be able to say I am wearing Mugler Angel Blush.
I hate you so bad. I swear to God.
I bought it with my own money because I'm tired of sending emails. Yeah. Also, weirdly, when I was looking it up, I was like, why is this weirdly not as expensive as I thought it would be?
You said it was 90?
I got the
1 ounce. This is such a cute bottle size.
I know, it's so cute. I got the 1 ounce bottle in the shape of the star, and it was like $98.
Okay.
And that's all you need of a Mugler scent because...
That is true. Oh, you know, I can smell the angel DNA in this.
Yep, you can. But it's like, I feel like... You do get the angel DNA, but it's a lot softer. It's almost as if it's been sheared out.
Oh, this is really nice.
Yeah, because this is the one that has the almond milk accord. And
holy shit.
Let me look that up.
Wait, okay, so I do feel like it has walked away from Angel quite a bit, but you can still see it in the background.
Yeah. I mean, upon first sniff, you definitely, it smells like Angel, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
But it's not as, like, knock your socks off Angel. It's definitely a lighter accord, but not a lighter wear. I will say that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. This is the one that has the almond milk, the musk, and sandalwood. Presented as a softer, more intimate interpretation of the Gourmand style. Associated, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So it's a little, it's creamier. It's amberier. Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
And like a little fluffier.
Oh my God.
It's not as heavy.
I just smell that on her. Yeah. That is so pretty.
It's so pretty.
We said nut milks were going to be a big thing.
Yeah.
Clock it.
Nut milks accords.
Wow.
Yeah. This honestly, it reminds me because I was like, oh, this I can do my normal like 4 to 5 sprays with. Hmm. Like regular Angel cannot do that. I will throw up.
Hmm.
It reminds me of when I was a kid. When I was really little, I like didn't like spicy foods. I was like, ah, it hurts. Mm-hmm. And my mom would put a little cup of water when we had kimchi so I could rinse my kimchi before I ate it.
Oh, cute.
And that's kind of what this reminds me of.
What?
Because it's just like a little bit more, like maybe not watered down in the literal sense, but watered down olfactively.
No, I see what you mean.
You know? Yeah. It's as if they just like fluffed it up a bit and took out the really heavy, earthy base notes.
Yeah, I think it's more of a removal than it is an addition. You know, because I realize that almond milk was not in the original find, mm-hmm. but this smells...
It doesn't smell super almondy either to me.
No, but it's creamy.
It's creamy, yes. It's creamy. It's much more lactonic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It, yeah, it's like... And to me, I want to put it on before I leave, actually, but like the Angel sort of comes and goes.
It's really present at first, and then the dry down, I think it disappeared.
You were wearing it on Thursday, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, I really liked what you were wearing, and I could really smell it, but I wasn't clocking Angel.
Yeah.
You know? Is it not clocking to you?
Yeah, I just sprayed it on again like 5 minutes ago, and now it's already like dissipating to become a little bit more lactonic.
Oh my God, how nice. It's so nice. How nice it is to be excited for something and then have it be good.
I know. I mean, I felt like I probably was going to like it either way. Because it's like an Angel flanker.
We're angel-pilled.
Yeah, because we're angel-pilled. I also bought a travel size of the pistachio
flanker.
Let me smell Angel Stellar.
I've been asking for for a year. Thank you.
That one is definitely more closer to the original. Yeah, that one's definitely closer to the original. You do get the pistachio accord, but it's very like...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Angel. Yeah, a lot.
Oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
Is there pineapple in this? I know it was like the last one. The like Creed, the Aventus version of Angel. Angel Ventus.
Angel Ventus.
Oh, this is pretty. It's almost like unsettling. This reminds me of something.
I can smell it from here.
It's
oh my God.
It's doing weird things. Not even going to be able to smell what I'm wearing.
Did the original have bergamot in it?
The original had everything in it.
They're calling out bergamot, pistachio, and patchouli, which I'm like, dude, there was patchouli. I don't know if there was bergamot.
I would guarantee you, I would put $100 on that there was bergamot in it.
Bergamot's in fucking everything.
Well, and also everything's in Angel, so.
Yeah, fair. But like, I don't think Stellar hit as much as Blush. I feel like I didn't really hear about Stellar that much.
I feel like Blush hasn't even like come out yet. It's
been out. Like, I think it sold out really quickly and they're on like the second wave.
You know what I think hit, like smashed?
What?
Was Angel Nova.
Yes.
The pink one.
It's one of the only flankers they're still doing because they usually phase them out after like a year or two. But Nova came out in like... When I was in Allure.
We were in COVID.
Yeah.
I think it was 2020.
Yeah. And it's still going strong.
I hate that shit.
It's the worst one.
If you bitches don't stop talking about Angel Nova, I swear to God.
It's the worst. It's the one that smells the least like Angel.
It's just red berries.
Yeah.
It's fine. Like, it's a beautiful fragrance. Yeah. Fine. Like, I know a lot of people like it and they should, but like, I would appreciate that not having been an Angel flanker because it's not.
Agree.
These I can smell Angel in.
Yeah. Yeah, the Nova one, I don't smell Angel in at all.
Not at all.
It's just like tart raspberry.
Yeah.
Weird. What was that about? Maybe because it's so polarizing, that's why it's popular.
Yeah, they're like, we got to make people like this again.
That one, I still have a bottle of it. And when I wear it, it like chokes me out.
I just find it unremarkable.
I don't get, what is the draw? If you love Angel Nova, what is the draw?
You know who loves it? Kara.
I know. What is the draw?
Kara, call in.
Yeah.
Leave us a voice note.
Is it the raspberry? I think people like raspberry. Sure, I guess.
Yeah.
Tynan, what do you smell like today?
Birth. Elysium.
Birth.
Elysium's second fragrance just came out called Birth.
Exclamation point.
Birth, exclamation point, correct. And we got a preview of this. When? The fall? The fall. October vibes?
In the fall, yeah. Courtney was in town. Mm-hmm. We got dinner together. It was really fun.
So fun. Coolest girl in the world.
And she brought a little lab sample of... It had a different name at the time, but now it is Birth.
Yes. And yeah, she told us about it. And I believe it was done. It just wasn't out yet. She hadn't put it into production. Yeah. And she told us at least some of the notes. And I immediately fell in love with it. She had something of it because I put it on.
Yeah. She had a lamp symbol.
Yeah. And oh my God, it's so worth the wait. It's so good. Birth is, I want to read the copy first because I think it's actually beautiful. Sorry, I know that like reading copy is boring, but Birth is scented with the notes and materials inspired by the myth of Hera's breast milk and creation of the Milky Way. Chilled milk rests motionless, soft and quiet. Vanilla is your first taste. You are nothing without me. A squeeze of ripe strawberries, deep red juice drops down your hand. Pomegranate jam unfolds into melted butter, lightly salted. Creation swirls above in a canopy of glittering stars. The universe is unreachable, yet presses close. Birth embodies the myth of Hera's breast milk, which splashes across the cosmos to create the Milky Way, the mother of all fragrances. An ode to vanilla, the secret flavor of a mother's breast milk, the universal first taste. With this scent, awaken your dependency on the divine feminine.
Oh my God.
My favorite Mac Miller album. And the opening is... breast milk and forest strawberries. The soul is, I love this, opening, soul, and closing. Okay. Opening, breast milk, forest strawberries, soul, banana, ylang ylang stems, and the closing is Normandy butter, vanillin crystals, and musk. Oh, it's so good. It's so, so good.
Now that you said strawberries, because I like to smell things without knowing about them, there's something comforting in like a very like fresh youthful way, you know.
And the butter note really jumps out at me, like the creamy like yellow dense butter. Oh, it's so good. Nice. The vanilla,
I'm like, this is what vanilla plant folio should have been.
Well, I mean, it's just like, and it wears really beautifully. I don't really love an oil. This is an oil, but I like this one.
It has projection.
Projection.
I wore it when I first got it, like on my neck and on my wrists, and I was smelling it all day.
And Courtney told me that it really goes crazy over attachment oil, her first release. Oh, and I'm not like a layerer, but I have to agree.
Yeah.
Attachment almost like throws it more.
Ooh, I could see that. Ooh, I want to try that now.
This is layered. This is not, but it's so nice. And like, I mean, I'm in a cloud of angel and this is sort of all over, but I think it'll smell like this now.
Yeah.
But
it's a lot more subtle on you.
It's so nice. I love just having it cling to me all day. It's so comforting and, you know, milky, but I will say that it feels different from the lot of the lactonic moments that other fragrances are having, not for better or worse.
It's much more different. Like robust, it like feels complex.
Fuller.
Yeah.
And I gotta give her a shout out. I'm not really a musk person, but that attachment oil too on its own is so like, complete. It is not a dry, airy, staticky musk. It feels like full in a way that I really like to wear on its own. It's so good. I really love the way that Courtney is building Elysium. I think it's incredibly thoughtful. I think her vision is so strong. It's some of the best copywriting, and she's working with Courtney Refuse, the perfumer from
Universal Flowering.
And so it's just, it couldn't be a better pair. I love it so, so much. And this one was definitely worth the wait. Like Sable said, we got dinner at Finale Cafe in the fall, and that whole night and the next morning, I was like, I don't want to wash this off. It's so good.
Oh, you're right. There's something a little like pine, like a pine needle about the attachment oil to me.
Okay.
But it's like really, it gives it like a little extra dimension or texture.
Yeah. It definitely more dimension. And they're both complete without each other.
Yeah.
But they don't feel like overly complex layers.
Yeah.
They're like perfectly complementing, complementing each other. Oh, it's so good.
I love, like if it's a rollerball, this feels nicer in the hand than like a stick.
It feels really satisfying to hold. Okay, I want to do a lightning round of these new euphorias.
Lightning round.
Like, I say this respectfully. I don't know that anyone cares. but
I care.
Okay. Oh, no. I want to start with this, actually. Can we start with Future Society?
Okay, let's start with this, yeah.
Okay. Sable is much more interested in Future Society than I have been. But they released a cloud fragrance. And I said, well, you need to send me that. Yeah. And they did.
They got, like, cloud particles.
Yeah, they...
That's what they said.
Let me see.
They went in a plane and they stole clouds from the sky.
Yeah. They went up in a plane, which sounds incredibly dangerous, something I would not do. They opened a window and held out the Petri dish to get the air into the jar. And then they brought the Petri dishes back to the lab to see what would grow. Sure enough.
Ew. That reminds me of this hat I saw that had the words embroidered and it said, "Thank you, black mold. That's a wonderful idea, black mold."
Okay, anyway, they found 13 unique microbial species whose genomes had the ability to produce 57 different scent molecules.
Oh, boy.
Whatever that means. So
I'm fascinated by, like, their whole thing.
Yeah.
I think this is cleverer than what they did with the fossil DNA shit.
I agree.
Because this actually has something of the earth, whereas the other one, I was like, this doesn't smell anything like what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
So they say they took it to, I'm going to fuck this name up, apologize, Daniela Andrea Givadon, to bring Cloud Reverie to life. She interpreted the microbial data we collected, and what surprised them was that the data revealed exactly the kind of notes that we associate with clouds, sweet, bready, and ethereal, rather than sharp or leathery.
Why leather?
I don't know. So yeah, they worked on this for a while and now we finally have it. I think it's really nice. I think it's really cute.
Really?
It's really...
The bottle is really cute.
Bottle's really
I nice. Like the bottle a lot.
So wait, let me
I sprayed a blotter and it smells like a blow up doll. I'm not going to lie.
What?
It smells like a inflatable furniture. Do you remember that?
It does not.
I'm getting like plastic...
On skin, it's much different.
Okay,
on
yeah, skin. That's what I figured. On a blotter, I'm getting like that blow-up doll material.
So the scent notes, fluffy vanilla accord, iris accord, sweet sugar, sparkling aldehyde, aquatic blooms.
Aquatic, yes.
Oceanic.
Sure.
Fucus.
Yeah. I'll get that, yeah.
I don't know. And musk accord. This is, to
maybe
me...
Yeah, I gotta spray it on skin.
You need to spray it on skin.
Okay, fine.
So you can stop defaming the fragrance, my God. It's really nice. It's essentially an airy vanilla musk. Mm-hmm. I think that we have smelled versions of this before, but this is a very unique way to get there.
Dude, I'm still getting plastic.
Let me smell. I think that's the ozone you're smelling.
Okay.
Feel the fantasy, girl.
But this isn't ozone like in Ariana Grande cloud.
Well, I mean, there's different kinds of ozone. Like, there are different kinds of everything, yeah. You know?
Not the ozone that I'm familiar with.
Sure.
I'm sorry. I really wanted to like this.
I like it.
I really wanted to.
I like it. I think this is one of those things that is more of a, you know, building out their brand and building out their collection rather than putting out like a new idea. I think that...
I do respect of this is that it doesn't smell like a commercial fragrance to me.
I mean...
It smells more like the conceptual cloud in the sense that it's not just like giving you everything on a silver platter per se. Like, I'm struggling here.
I actually feel the exact opposite.
That's so funny.
I
thought the other scents were way more commercial.
I think it's all commercial. I mean, they're all products. It's all commercial. But I think that this is probably...
I get plastic air and like water that's been in a plastic bottle too long.
I get like a soft vanilla musk.
Okay.
And yeah, it's the scent itself is really nice. It's not blowing my mind, but the way that they got there, I think is really interesting and it is cool. I think what you're responding to in a kooky way is what makes this unique to them. It's the actual ozone, the aldehyde, the sparkle.
Well, that's what I like about it is that I'm not getting what the menu says immediately. Mm-hmm. This isn't just like the easiest spray, but I respect that because they're like, this is a cloud.
Hmm.
Why should a cloud smell like a vanilla perfume?
You know? Yeah. If you like pretty minimal, straightforward vanilla and musks, I think this is for you for sure.
Yes.
I will say as a vanilla girly, this is not the first one I'd reach for, but what impressed me about it is, and like walk with me here, you know how molecule 01, you can't smell it, but somehow it really projects.
Yeah.
This you can't smell, don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But it
Same concept.
I put it on and I was like, oh, wow, that's really light. Okay. Hmm. And then it didn't feel bold on my skin, but I could tell I was like smelling my own projection. I wasn't smelling the scent on my skin.
Yeah.
I think the wear is really interesting. And I think a wear like this is really hard to nail. And where it's like light, but it's consistent.
Yeah.
And it really throws off of you. I think that's my favorite part about it. As a vanilla pilled moron, I wouldn't reach for this first, but I think many, many would. I think it's a really easy wear and really unique and a really good story.
So like as it's drying down on my arm and I'm smelling it, I'm getting more mineral. Mineral musk. Vanilla is on the back end.
If we ever had the same opinion on anything, it'd be a miracle. No, I do agree with you there on your skin. It's giving more mineral.
Yeah, very mineral on me.
I think it's cool. I mean,
it's a cool concept.
It is a cool concept. Ooh. I like that also you can like smell the idea in the scent.
Exactly.
You know?
That's what I like. My beef with the original launch was that they just smelled like generic whatever fragrances, and their whole thing was these extinct flowers, and I'm like, well, I wanted to smell the extinct flower, not a geranium rose. Like, what the hell?
You were always more into them than I thought you would. I never know with you. I say that all the time.
The forest forest canopy or whatever, like I liked that one, but again, they were all just like, I've smelled all this shit before.
They'd be like, put that bottle in an Uber Messenger and send it back to us, you motherfuckers.
I will. I was just like, try again.
Okay, we have to move on.
Sorry. All right. So now we are smelling the three Calvin Klein Euphoria elixirs. Euphoria was their vanilla orchid scent that they released in the early 2000s. I remember because it was like peak mall era.
Oh, these boxes are cool.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cute. Shout out to the graphic designer.
I know. The original Calvin Klein Euphoria, it was like the purple and silver bottle that was like a taco. It looks like a taco. Oh
my God.
What?
Seeing the world through your eyes is such a beautiful and enlightening
experience.
Oh no,
they call it an O-word floral.
No. No.
Launched in 2005.
Oh, you're on Fragrantica. Of course. They would use a slur.
Created by Dominique Ropion, Carlos Benaim, and Lok Dong. Top notes are pomegranate, persimmon, green accord, black orchid, lotus, champaka, mahogany, amber, black violet, and whipped cream. This was like, I remember at the time, it was like we were coming out of the aquatic fresh of the 90s and getting into the more va-va-voom.
Sexy. Yeah.
Sexy.
I remember that too.
And this was one of the first kind of like sexy scents.
And this is, again, the original, right?
Yeah, the original Euphoria. Yeah. And it felt like a forbidden scent to me because it was like, this is for sexy girls.
Wait.
And technically, I'm 17. But the elixirs, there's magnetic, bold, and solar. And they all kind of have a slightly different take on the orchid.
And they're all monochromatic bottles. They're all very bright. Bright pink, bright purple, bright yellow.
Yes.
Translucent bottle, metal cap, all in the same colorway. I love the
bottles.
I think
my favorite is the magnetic one, actually, the purple one.
Really? No, bold. Bold elixir. Oh. That's magnetic, the pink.
Okay, never mind. Sorry.
I'm just in a cloud of angel. My God.
They just smell like the mall to me in like the best way, but also a little bit like a new mall. Like one of those new, what is it? West? Is it Westlake? They're
the Galleria.
Yeah, the Galleria.
Yeah.
The new shell company that owns all the fancy malls.
Right. The oil money malls.
Oil money malls.
These are pretty.
They are very pretty. I feel like they did a good job of keeping the original DNA and then updating them.
Yeah.
So, okay, the pink one, Magnetic Elixir, they call it a musky vanilla.
Really?
I know. That's not what I would call it.
Not at all.
Infused with Dancing Orchid and Ambrette Absolute. I'm kind of just getting like punchy, slutty floral in a good way.
These are teen slut fragrances.
These are teen slut fragrances. And like, that's a beautiful
thing. This is really floral, actually.
Yeah, really floral.
Wait, I kind of think that Solar is my favorite.
Yeah.
Because I'm a sun
The
girl.
Solar is like, I know you.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. It's pretty.
Is there a banana in this?
Mango.
Oh, bitch. Speaking of mango, let's put a pin in that. Okay. Sorry. Mango elixir blended with the golden orchid and cedarwood essence for joyful energy. I like this.
It reads summer. Summer slut. Just kidding.
I like this a lot. Ooh.
Yeah.
I think I have something against any fragrance that's purple.
Ooh, I do like the mango one. It's very juicy. Yeah. Yeah, the solar is giving like fruity slutty in a good way. And then the bold elixir, they call an Oakwood Vanilla Elixir with Smoky Orchid and Jasmine. The purple one feels the most complex to me.
It certainly feels the boldest
yes.
to me.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm picturing those girl boss fitted suits, but it's like just the jacket that's like a short dress.
Not too much on the girl boss dress. Yeah.
It is giving that a little
Congrats to Calvin Klein.
Congrats. I only have Euphoria Intense of the originals. I don't have the actual original. So I was like trying to compare them to the original and I was like, okay, it's like sort of, but.
I want to put this on skin. Wait.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of mango, okay. Have you worn this on skin?
No.
Oh my God. It's so good.
Oh, that's so nice.
Okay, what I'm holding in my greedy little hands is Gold Juice from Born to Stand Ooh. Out. I know that we discussed them last episode. I'm wearing my way through the Irreverent kit they sent us.
That's really nice.
So good. I put this on yesterday and I was like, what the hell is happening
Gold
here?
Juice?
Gold okay. Juice. It's mango and a fruit that I was unfamiliar with and had never seen or heard about in my life. I know that mango is having her moment right now and we're all thrilled for her. Mm-hmm. This is really something else.
It's very well balanced, I will
so
say.
It's so delicious and mouthwatering. Okay, it's a...
durian.
Durian.
Interesting, because durian is like the stinky fruit. Mm. That's the one that everyone knows for smelling bad and like there are certain laws in Asia where like you can't have a durian in public because it smells so bad.
Oh really?
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Durian, mango, and ambroxan.
Durian, okay. It's the top is mango, durian, and rhubarb. Middle is white florals, solar notes, and osmanthus. The base is caramel, guaiac wood, and almond. I'm telling you, I it was so delicious and juicy and nectary that I thought it was pineapple off rip.
Yeah,
and
I could see that.
I
but it's still quite subtle for all those things to me. And by subtle, I just mean it's very well balanced and smooth. Mm.
To me, it's like
it's not that like spiky or like in your face.
I don't know. It's so sweet that it's almost fermented to me. It's so it's so good. I was really, really, really taken aback by it yesterday when I wore it. It's really nice.
I need to wear my way through those.
I am. I'm.
I'm just overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed.
I'm almost through the. I have one more to go.
Wow.
Yeah. So far, so good. But ooh, man, Gold Juice, Gold Dust. What the fuck I just said? So Gold Juice. So impressive. Who's she?
Okay, so Fugazi just released a new fragrance. I think. Okay, the conceptual name is Cloud Nine, but it Cloud is.
Spelled like
they oud. Put oud in there, so it's C-L-O-U-D-H 9. Clued 9.
Hate that.
And this is a really interesting scent. It's not like anything I smelled before.
I don't want to smell it. I'm afraid of it. I hate it. You can't put oud in clouds.
I'm actually curious what you're gonna think about that.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Wait. What?
Tynan's making like a confused. So okay, in the notes. Ugh, I hate when they do this. The notes on the box call out Petalia, TM, Mahonial, TM, what the fuck does that mean? Tonka bean, fluffy musks, Ambrofix, TM, Akigala wood, TM, Georgie wood, and Gaiac wood. So like, I know what maybe four of those things are. Okay. It's super interesting. There's nothing to me that's like clockable that stands out.
Especially the oud.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not as... I don't like die for it, but it's not as scary as I thought.
Yeah.
Have you worn it on skin yet?
No, I'm scared.
I'm scared too.
I put it on my hand the other day and it was like it was projecting too much and I was afraid to like spray it elsewhere.
The Fugazis will get you with that, which I can't be mad at. It's almost giving me like baby powder.
There is something, it's like, this is like a texture. There's something spicy, almost like minerally. It's like a cold oud.
I'm not getting any oud, thank God.
I think I get oud in the depth, not oud in like the...
I'm getting woods. I'm not getting oud.
Well, they're related.
They're related, but they're so different.
Yeah.
I'm getting florals. I'm getting a little spike of something bright.
Yeah. It's just so interesting. Like, there's something that smells like spiky silver about it. It's just like all the TMs. I'm just like, this doesn't help. Yeah. Can you please use a better descriptor?
You got to get it together. Fluffy musks, Ambrofix.
I mean, Ambrofix, I can kind of deduce, like, this is an amber captive, but the other ones.
I think this would be pretty on skin.
Like, what is Mahonial?
And Petalia is a flower, right?
I'm assuming that I'm kind of, you know, thinking, okay, Petalia flower, sure. The olfactive family, they categorize it is woody / airy. Okay, yeah.
But not oppressively so.
No.
I'd wear that on skin if I wasn't soaked in 84 things right now.
But the actual notes they call it are not that helpful, I don't think. They've done like a couple kooky oods, Fugazi.
I mean, Fugazi's just kooky, period.
Yeah. I like that they experiment. I just
They're wish fun.
They would use words that I would know.
I think Fugazi is doing what Born to Send Out thinks they're doing. Mm. Maybe that's unfair.
They did a collab, too.
I yeah. I give it to Julia. She was obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is quite nice. Lavande from Atelier de Fleur, Chloe.
Yeah.
It's so bergamot-y.
Me lavande.
Yes.
Sabrina Carpenter has me espresso. I have me lavande. Yeah. Obviously, because it had my name, I was like, could you please send that? Yeah, Cody sent me all of the new Chloe Atelier de Fleur line, and they're all very pretty and very vacant. They're like pretty vacant. in a way where you're like, I say this non-derogatorily, but this smells to me like a rich woman with a lobotomy.
And yes, like, yes, but not derogatorily, mind you.
You know what, though? She's living her best life. That's the thing. She has no worries. She has no cares. And I'm like jealous, and I'm also like, are you okay?
Vacant, though. Why do you say that? Aren't these super robust?
No. They're like pretty sheer.
Really? I guess
they wear quite light.
I guess you do get like 46 ounces.
Yeah. They're eau de parfum. Yeah, they're eau de parfums. It's just that the scent profiles are like very light.
They're clean.
Clean, yes. Light, clean. You get like the little spritz of Mediterranean with the bergamot.
What's the price point?
$330.
I mean, I feel like if you're paying $330 for a Chloe fragrance, you're not exactly looking for depth. You're looking to smell easy. I really enjoy the Atelier de Fleur collection, saying that I'm not someone who likes florals, so I don't feel passionately about them, but I think they're all...
They're beautiful.
Incredibly beautiful.
Yeah. They're beautiful in a way that I have nothing to talk to you about, but like...
We cannot please you today. God damn.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? I'm always excited.
They're just like nice in a way that doesn't challenge you, okay? That's it.
I don't think...
But they're beautiful.
Florals are never going to...
A Chloe scent is not going to challenge you, okay?
We have to look at things in the context in which it lives. Yes. A floral fragrance from Chloe is not here to challenge you.
Fair.
You know... It's here to be pretty.
Exactly. And it is. They're pretty. They're very pretty.
The girls go crazy over that. Like
the bottles are pretty. The
original Chloe fragrances.
Yeah.
Or original Chloe fragrance, rather. These.
I like these a lot better than the original. Same. A lot better.
As someone who doesn't like florals, I think these are stunning across the board, always.
Oh, interesting. They also have a vanilla planifolia. Atelier de Fleur vanilla planifolia. Interesting.
Oh, wait. I might have to get my hands on that. Is that one of the new ones, do you think?
No. It's been out. I kind of like, they all have the same shape bottle, but they're different colors. So the new summer release is this kind of olive color.
Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. The regular release is clear bottles, and then they have these dark blue see-through bottles that are the night scents. Those were quite pretty and a little bit more bold, mm-hmm. I guess, because they're like the night.
You haven't opened this yet, have you?
I have, yes.
How is it?
I like it, and also, I'm curious if you're going to think what I think.
Well, I can't get into it.
Okay. Yeah, these boxes are really cool. Okay, so we're struggling to open a bottle of Anti.
I'm going to have the most severe migraine when I leave this apartment. I know.
Anti is that kind of like timeline-based perfume line. And I guess they have... This just showed... I did not know this was coming to my house. It just showed up at my house. They have a new one called Cleopatra with a K, which I don't know what that means. Obviously based on the Cleopatra. And this date is 65 BC.
I actually have to like walk away to smell this because I'm just sitting in a bunch of shit.
The story, it says, a milk bath in candlelit stone, almond milk laced with cinnamon, heat, and peppered spice, jasmine drifting over sensual sandalwood. So they call it almond milk, sandalwood, and jasmine. There's something else in it that gives me a very synthetic-y kind of feel. And I'm trying to put my finger on what it is. Almost as if it's like a version of ozone.
It's really soapy to me. I think that's what you're referring to.
Maybe that's what it is.
Okay.
There's more.
This is not what I was expecting from what it was selling itself in as. Okay. I mean, sure.
There's something like sugary about it to me.
A scent like this, how do I say it? I'm sort of like I like want to talk to someone who likes it, you know, who would wear it and be like, tell me about this fragrance. Yeah. Like, what do you like about it? Just because I certainly don't dislike it at all. I'm just having a hard time sort of pinning anything to it.
Yeah. It has all this stuff that I like. Like, it has the almond milk, it has jasmine, it has sandalwood. It sounds like a really linear blend, but then there's something about it that's almost like there's like a little bit too much sugar in it for me that makes it like...
I don't get anything at all like that. It's like a soapy wood. God, maybe it's soapy. All I smell is Angel.
Maybe it could be that.
It's
pretty.
It's pretty. I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah.
With it. Like, I want something to hang on to.
Yeah.
You know?
It's almost like it's too top heavy. There's not enough, like, base. That's what I'm feeling.
It feels like they forgot to put a hero note in or something.
There's something unfinished.
Not that everything needs a hero note. I realize.
Right. No, but you're right. Like, there is something that feels a little unfinished here.
I'm like, wait, what are
you? It reminds me of Glossier U Rev.
Yes.
It feels like, there's something a little bit Play-Doh-y.
Like, you smell all the pieces, but you don't smell them together. Yeah. That's sort of what I'm getting. Yeah.
That's exactly it. Because I was like, huh, this is everything I like, but like, something's off about this.
It's also really floral to me. Yeah. It's like, I'm getting soap, wood, and florals.
Yeah.
Which I guess that's a jasmine. Could throw someone, you know?
Yeah.
But not me. you're right. It probably is a jasmine. It's probably a really clean jasmine.
But I really like the Nashitori scent, which is the rice one, which I thought was like a really nice blend. I feel like this brand gets a lot of lip service amongst the Fraghead community. Like, people really like them.
Okay.
I like the concepts. I don't know. When you tie things to like historical events and times, I'm just like, well, some people are going to like more things than others.
I'm just sort of like, boring.
history.
History. I know what happened.
Boo.
Okay, I just put Euphoria Solar Elixir on skin as if I'm not wearing enough perfume.
Oh my God, right now.
I like anything solar. I'm sorry. Not anything, but most things. Mm-hmm. I see why they're trending. I see why the girls are gagging.
No, I like them.
The sun.
The sun. Yeah. I like solar stuff.
Yeah. This is exactly my shit.
I like white florals, that's why.
Oh, it smells like a gummy bear and a solar floral. Yum. Mm. Ugh, love.
I like that they went mango with that one.
I do too, but I like that it's not a mango scent. The mango is what makes it good, but it's not a mango scent. I think often there's something about mango that reads like bubblegum to me in the most positive way.
Interesting.
I think it's a type of sweet nectary roundness that it brings to many mango fragrances that feels just so delicious to me that it always brings me to bubblegum, and that's what's happening here too. What is that? What is the floral that gets really bubblegummy? It's not. I don't think it's super rose.
I don't remember.
Is it? Fuck me.
That does not ring a bell to me.
I think it's orange blossom. I think.
Oh.
It's something obvious.
Okay.
It's like an orange blossom or a jasmine. It's something that we talk about all the time.
Yeah.
And not every time, but I think when you smell it, like the isolate, it can get really bubblegummy.
Yeah.
And mango does the same thing to me. To me. So I'm sort of getting that from this. Ooh, I want this. I'm going to call this own.
Do you want to just take that one home?
Yes, that's what I was getting at.
Take it home. I really wish the Future Society Cloud one was better.
It's no. It is everything it needs to be.
I'll have to give it another.
Do you want
a fair skin on skin trial? Okay, yeah. I'll give her a fair run.
Yeah, again, I don't think Future Society is knocking my socks off, but I think it's exactly what they went in to execute, and I think they did. I think it's like terrific.
I mean, the concept sounds so cool that it's made from clouds.
Yeah. Is it still on you? I mean,
it's almost starting to smell like this a little bit.
I think we're just in a cloud of everything.
Yeah, I think we're,
We've put every gigantically huge fragrance on this episode.
Oh my God, yeah.
No, I also see it like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not speaking for them. And I'm not even saying that this is what happened. But they were probably looking to put a vanilla in the collection. Or at least a gourmand in the collection in a way that felt honorable to them.
Right.
I don't know that they expected it to be this one, but it turned out to be so. But it sounded like they were trying to go for a light, fluffy situation because of who they picked to do it. And I think if you put this in a blind smell against 10 other vanilla musks, I don't know that this would stand out. Uh-huh. But I think if you either love the concept or love the brand or just looking for a really easy wear, I think it's great. It's really fun.
Okay.
I don't know why.
I'm still perplexed by it, but...
What about it perplexes you?
I just think it smells plasticky. Sorry.
I kind of like that, though. Like,
no, it's fine. I'm not saying, like, that works for some people, I think. I remember on our episode with Kyle Ferguson, the evaluator at Givaudan, he was saying that there was a telltale plasticky note that he got feedback from a client. And then he told his mentor, Steven Nilsson. And then he was like, oh, that's Lily. And he just plucked it out.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
there's that in here.
Maybe.
Maybe there's Lily. I don't know.
You know who plays around a lot with plastics? Marissa.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like the balloon notes.
Mm-hmm. And
maybe it's Lily.
Yeah, it's Annabelle's birthday cake. It's,
yeah.
What's that? I should know. I just unpacked it. Dollhouse or something.
Oh, yeah.
The room.
Yeah, yeah.
Something. Yeah, so plastic and fragrance can be cool.
It can be cool. I don't know if it's a me thing, but like just something about, I don't know. Like I said, I'll have to give this another.
Sable came into this episode with an attitude.
Look, I've reached the point of overstimulation.
Yeah.
Anyway, we need to end this.
We do, before you dock someone else.
Yeah. Before my sinuses close for good.
Yes.
Oh my God, you're right. We are in a fucking cloud. It's getting a little overwhelming.
Thank you.
I need a HEPA filter in here.
Thank you, Mugler.
Thank you, Mugler.
That's actually not a bad idea.
That would be a great idea. But instead I have the window. Thank you for listening once again. You can find us at our website, smileyleader.live. You can leave us a voice note there. You can find our merch. You can follow us on Instagram. We're at smileyleader.mp3. I'm at Tablesuth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck. And until next time, we will smell you later.